This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Tonight produced by Mark Price. Going out on the phone now to, I feel, is like an old friend or a sister separated at birth. Molly Gross, who's a stand-up comedian, a public speaker, and the author of Confessions of a Military Wife, which I know is my new favorite book. Good evening, Molly. How are you?
I love talking to you. I'm so excited to be talking to you right now.
I love this. I love that this is one of the perks of my job, that I get to meet new people like you. And it turns out that May is Military Spouse Appreciation Month. I think it should be a year, don't you?
Oh my gosh, I love that idea.
I think it should just go on and on and on. What are some special things to do for Military Spouse Appreciation Month, Molly?
I tell you what. So often we see, someone in uniform and we buy them lunch, we buy them a cup of coffee. I would urge everyone listening to you to look for the bumper sticker on the car. You know what I mean? Look for maybe the DOD sticker on the front of the windshield if you find a military wife out there in public, do something nice for her. Offer to carry her groceries to her car for her. Buy her a cup of coffee. You know, do something for them.
Well, and that's what it's all about. Now, this book, I've told folks, we were able to talk a month or so ago and fell in love with you and with the book, frankly. It goes into areas that a lot of people haven't gone into before, and certainly a way that hasn't gone into it. Your basic thing is we got to stop whining, laugh, and live in the moment. It's a difficult life. It's a rewarding life, and let's just do it. Let's get at it.
Absolutely, because if you can't find humor in unfunny moments, it'll destroy you. You know, so but if you actually learn to look at a situation and laugh at it a little bit, you can use it to combat stress. You know, and I told the girls, I said, you know, the second your husband deploys, something's gonna break. You know what I mean? All the smoke alarms in the house, the batteries are gonna go and you're gonna hear the beep, beep, beep. You can't remember where your husband put the ladder. And if you really let it get to you and frustrate you, it'll tear you down. Instead, you know, laugh about it the next day with your girlfriends and just everyone, you know, get together and laugh at how ridiculous it was. It's just a perspective thing, you know?
Absolutely. And speaking of girlfriends, one of the chapters in your book, or one of the headings in your book, it's titled Keep Your Head Above Water, and it speaks to the friendships between spouses of deployed service members. So you led me right into that, Molly, without even knowing it. And the dynamics of the support network, and you quote in that chapter, the wives are up to their, it's like being in water, the wives are up to their chins in a large body of water. We must link our outstretched arms so the currents don't carry us away. We need to stay connected by holding on to one another. And you mean that almost literally, don't you?
I really, really do. And so many women ask me, I live on base, my husband is deployed, do I go home? Home meaning back to mom and dad. And I say, look, go for a week, go for 2 weeks, or better, have your mom come out to you, because you got to have the support network. You got to have the people who day-to-day are going through it, like you're going through it, when it's okay when you're having a good day and it's okay when you're having a bad day, because they're going through it too. And the women that decide to go home and disconnect from that, I think they're really at a loss, because they don't have the people next door to them every day on a day-to-day basis, feeling what they feel, going through what they're going through. And it's a culture. It's a unique culture, and you need each other so bad.
And you are a former Marine wife, and I love it. In Semper Fi, with all the respect, you like to say Semper Feisty.
Absolutely.
With all due respect.
Oh, absolutely, and I love it. And what's really cute is I had this guy come up. He must have been 60 years old, and he bought the Semper Feisty shirt for his wife, which I thought was like the coolest ever. I was like, this guy gets it. This is so great, you know?
Well, it is. And interesting timing that you and I have arranged a while ago to speak today, because just today my daughter Ashley, who you kind of chatted with on Facebook and so forth, found out that her Army Sergeant husband is deploying to Afghanistan in October.
Oh, wow.
For the fourth deployment. So she reread your book just last night overnight when she couldn't sleep. So here we go. And I mean, you know exactly what that feels like.
And I always just have such a place in my heart because my favorite holidays are, of course, the Halloween, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, and it's just, I hope she can either come home to mom for Christmas or you guys can go there, because that's just so hard, isn't it?
It is, but you know what, I just swelled with pride when I thought, you know, he wants to go, and that's what soldiers do. I mean, they want to be with their units, and I don't completely understand that, because I would want to run and hide somewhere, but he wants to go, and thank God we have the folks that are doing that.
She married a warrior, and it takes a special type of woman to be a warrior wife. And I know a lot of gals who actually told me, they said, hey, you know what? We came up with some fun things to do here. You know, we had a potluck Thanksgiving, and you know what I'm saying? And you'd be surprised of the new rituals and traditions that military wives can make, even when they don't have kids, you know, or if they're just with their neighbors, or if they can't make it home to mom and dad.
One of the other things that I remember really struck a chord when I read the book the first time, I'm going through it again because I just love it. When you talked about deployments and you used the quote, writing on my vows, you used a line in here that I thought was important. And you said, it's going to sound harsh, but our guys don't need to hear you whining when you do have the opportunity to communicate. They can't. We need them focused in the field and not worrying about us here at home, was your point.
That is, when I also do motivational speaking, and I go to the bases, and it is funny because I am a comedian, but we do an interactive workshop, and I ask a lot of questions. And one of the things that I tell them is, you are serving beside your husband on the home front, and even though you don't wear rank and you don't have ribbons on your chest, what you're doing is just as important, because when you get up in the morning and you step in the dog poop barefoot, and all the kids are throwing up, and you're crying because it's just too much, and the phone rings and it's him, and you just want to complain to your best friend because he's your best friend. He's your spouse. You don't do it, because if you put that on his back, then he's worried about you. Oh, she's so stressed. I shouldn't have left her. She's having to do this all by herself. You suck it up, and you're there for him. And I know it's not fair. But he's on the line, and no one's trying to kill you. Well, so he needs to not be distracted.
Well, and that's, like you said, when we talked about that before, that just really hit a chord with me at how true that is, and how important being able to do that, and how strong you have to be to do that.
I am so amazed at these women from 18 to 24, and even beyond, going through what they're going through as an American young woman, and you think about what most average American women were doing from ages 18 to 24, and you look at people like the Kardashians on the TV and the Paris Hiltons, and it's like, you know what, really? That's who we're celebrating on TV? I mean, seriously, you think, these women are warriors on the home front. They're miles from home. Their husbands are at war, and they're just trooping along. They're doing it all by themselves. I'm so proud of them. You know, I'm so, so proud of them. And that's what's so important about this month, is for people to stop and say, hey, man, these girls are tough.
Oh, they're very, very, very tough. You have to be thrilled with the success of this book and how people love it. And you certainly don't have to have any connection to military to read it and be rolling in the aisles laughing.
thank you for saying that. If you love to laugh, and if you're curious about the lifestyle, I mean, Army Wives is one of the most popular TV shows right now. But if you really want to know what's really going on, especially about this new generation of wife, you know what I mean? Like, what is going on now? You know, not what it was like during Vietnam, or not what it was like in World War II. If you want to know how it really is now, pick up Confessions of a Military Wife, and you'll know.
Absolutely. And where can people go to get a look? They can get it online as well?
Absolutely. My website is mollygross.com, and I spell my name with an I-E. So if you go there, I also have my comedy audio CD, or maybe someone is interested in bringing me out to publicly speak or do a comedy show. So my website, I sell the books, or you can go on Amazon.com, or you can order it at your local Barnes & Noble if they don't have it in stock.
Well, it is an amazing book. I've read it once and rereading it again already. My daughter read it again last night. Molly, it's a pleasure and an honor to talk to you because you've been in this place and you know what it's like.
Well, thank you for bringing attention to this, and I'm going to keep your daughter in my thoughts and prayers constantly. And both of you, just stay in touch with me on the Facebook, and I hope we speak again.
I hope so soon, too. Have a great night, Molly.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Molly Gross, who is author of Confessions of a Military Wife. I encourage folks to go out and get the book. May is Military Spouse Appreciation Month. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.